Man, I really like Charles Barkley. And you know why I like Charles Barkley? Because he represents everything that is missing in the modern NBA. He's authentic. He speaks his mind, means what he says. He might not be the most eloquent speaker, but that's kind of part of the appeal to Charles Barkley. When he speaks, I know I am getting his unfiltered opinion. He does not hold back. And more importantly, Charles Barkley is entertaining. That right there, being entertaining, especially in the media, that is something that is badly missing in today's NBA. Sometimes I feel like I reference the past too much when I talk about the NBA. Kind of felt like the older guy, the guy in his mid-30s, talking to kids in their teens and 20s about the good old days of NBA basketball. But these young kids growing up with today's NBA, they really don't understand how great the NBA used to be, how entertaining it used to be. Star players in the NBA, they used to use the media to talk fans into the building. Back in the 90s, any time that Charles Barkley was interviewed, it was must-see TV. Magic Johnson, he was entertaining with the media. Michael Jordan was a bit more serious, but even he had his moments where he would share his sense of humor with the media. Shaq, during his prime, Shaq was one of the most entertaining players in the NBA on and off the court. Remember when he was beefing with Kobe and the media asked him a question about Kobe and Shaq pretended like he didn't know who the hell Kobe was or what they were talking about? Or in that playoff series in the early 2000s against Sacramento when he kept referring to them as the Sacramento Queens. He called himself the Big Aristotle. I could go on and on with Shaq. When you finish watching this video, go search YouTube for Shaq's best media moments. Dude, you'll be entertained for hours. This type of stuff I'm talking about, this is what is missing in today's NBA. We don't have any of this. You tell me one star NBA player that is a must-see interview. You can't name one. These guys are all boring. Not only are they boring, some of them are combative with the media. Not all of them. But I'm more specifically talking about Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. This is one of the reasons that I say players should focus on playing basketball and leave the business of the NBA to the executives. This is an example of why NBA players are terrible business people. The media is the primary tool that the NBA uses to market the league. It's free promotion. You can't put a dollar value on the impact that the media can have on the NBA, whether that be positive or negative. Major League Baseball, they would kill for the media attention that the NBA gets on a national scale. No one really covers Major League Baseball nationally. They're covered regionally, but if you turn on any sports talk show, whether that's on television or radio that has a national platform, they're not talking about baseball. They're talking NFL, NBA, college football. The other night, Charles Barkley ripped into the Brooklyn Nets again. I mean, Charles Barkley's been ripping into the Nets all season, and with good reason. We're going to get into a lot of that today, but first, let me just go ahead and get into what he said earlier this week. Charles Barkley said that he's rooting against the Nets in the playoffs because he's not a fan of super teams. Now, this isn't anything new. He has said for years that he doesn't like the direction the NBA's been going with the formation of super teams, that it's bad for business. And if you look at television ratings, it's kind of hard to argue against that point. I know I've been saying for over a year now, and even said it earlier this morning, that Giannis needs to get the hell out of Milwaukee. But I do have to give him credit. With him staying, at least Giannis is trying to win a championship in Milwaukee the old school way. But you just got to be realistic. This is the era of the NBA that Giannis is playing in right now. And in order to be competitive, you've got to link up with other superstar players, form these unbeatable super teams because everybody else is doing it. It's just the way it is right now in the NBA. Charles Barkley then compared the Nets fan base to playing in front of a mausoleum. Whatever the hell that is. I don't know. Sounds like a damn funeral parlor to me. He then compared the atmosphere in Brooklyn to the atmosphere in Madison Square Garden. Now, you know why the atmosphere is different? Besides the fact that it's Madison Square Garden. Because fans of the Nets, they don't have any emotional attachment to this team. yeah, it's great that they're winning. It's great that they're probably going to win the championship this year. That's all good. But the way that the Nets were formed, the way they're winning the championship, it kind of cheapens it a little bit. Doesn't mean as much. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. The Golden State Warriors. I'm talking before the arrival of Kevin Durant. Fans in the Bay Area for years watched Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green grow into champions. They were all drafted by the Warriors. It took them years to win the NBA title. And the fan base in the Bay Area was along for the ride. They had to work really hard for it. So when they won that first championship, it meant so much more than it will if the Nets win it this year. It's kind of like winning the lottery. If you win the lottery and overnight, let's say you go from lower middle class living paycheck to paycheck to multimillionaire. It's great in the moment, really is, but there's no feeling of accomplishment. That's why so many lottery winners end up broke. They're basically spending someone else's money. It's always easier to spend someone else's money. If you have to work for that $1 million and it takes you years to get it, or maybe even decades, you appreciate it a whole lot more. That's what Charles Barkley's kind of talking about when he says super teams are bad for business in the NBA. But let's be real here. That is not the only reason that he's hoping that the Nets collapse. Charles Barkley's been going after the Nets all season. Back in December, he tore into Kyrie Irving after Kyrie called the media pawns. Kyrie said that he doesn't speak to pawns. Charles Barkley, once again, made some excellent points. He said that Kyrie's not paid $40 million just to play basketball. Part of that money that he's being paid is for him to talk to the media. It is a requirement. It's in his contract. But it gets even better. Kyrie, back in December, he made a comment about the media's mistreatment of artists when they get to a platform of when they make decisions within their lives to have full control and ownership. Like most things that come out of the mouth of Kyrie Irving, no one knew what the hell he was talking about, including Charles Barkley. I consider myself to be a pretty smart dude, pretty in tune with the NBA, but I think I missed the memo. I didn't know that we were calling NBA players artists now. Charles Barkley basically told Kyrie that he needed to just shut the hell up and play basketball and quit acting like he's the smartest man in the room. I couldn't have said it better myself. I talk all the time about modern NBA players being unrelatable. Kyrie Irving is a prime example. This dude likes to act like he's a Rhodes Scholar, like he's on the precipice of solving the world's economic problems. The problem is, in the world that Kyrie lives in, it's flat. So he doesn't live in the same world that you and I live in. Kyrie Irving is a 28-year-old man without an identity. One day he's a basketball player. The next, he's a social justice warrior. The next, he's a conspiracy theorist. His mood is up. It's down. You never know what you're going to get with Kyrie Irving, which is common with people who haven't figured out yet who they are. Charles Barkley has also been critical of Kevin Durant. He's been blasting KD for years, ever since he left Oklahoma City to join a 73-win Warriors team to chase a championship. Charles Barkley made a great point about modern NBA players. He said that these guys feel like if they can't win a championship, that their lives are over. Their lives are not complete. Now, of course, you already know how Kevin Durant has reacted to Charles Barkley, the same way he reacts to anyone who criticizes him. He lashes out on social media. Let me tell you why, though. Let me tell you why I think Charles Barkley really has a problem with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and most modern NBA players. Yeah, he doesn't like the super teams, but that is just a symptom to the real problem. Now, this is just my opinion, my observation. But I think Charles Barkley's real problem with modern NBA players is that they're not real men. These guys are soft. I don't know if you know this, but a prerequisite to being an SJW, a social justice warrior, is softness. Most modern NBA players qualify, which explains why the league is so woke. There are very few real men in the NBA today. When is the last time that we've seen a fight in an NBA game? There used to be several fights every season. When is the last time we had a fight in the NBA? These dudes are too busy playing grab ass to fight each other. Now, I'm not saying that we need more fighting in the NBA, but back in the 90s, fights broke out because the game was so physical. There was passion. There was competitiveness. Players might have been friends off the court. On the court, they were enemies. Hell, a lot of them, they didn't like each other off the court either. The Knicks hated Michael Jordan and the Bulls. Kobe Bryant wasn't trying to make friends. He was trying to embarrass you. Shaq wasn't trying to take you out to dinner. He was imposing his will, trying to make you look foolish. There is very little trash talk today in the NBA. It's simply a basketball game now. There's no storylines. There's no backstory. If you look at the most successful UFC pay-per-view events, they all have one thing in common. There was serious bad blood between the two fighters in the main event. Now, it could have been fabricated for the fight, and after the fight, you know, everything was all good. But when they presented the event to the public, they hyped the fight up like this was a serious feud that was only going to be settled in the octagon. Chael Sonnen, prime example. Chael Sonnen never won a championship in the UFC. He was an average fighter, really. Lost most of his big fights that he was in. But do you know why UFC kept putting him in main events? Because he could talk people into the building. It used to be the same way in the NBA, especially in the playoffs. We used to get classic playoff series damn near every year. Pacers-Bulls in the 98 Eastern Conference Finals. Cavs-Magic back in 09. Hell, Warriors-Cavs. Mavs-Warriors back, I think it was in 2006 when the Warriors upset the Mavs as an 8 seed in the first round. When is the last time we had a classic series in the playoffs? Something that you will remember years from now. When's the last time it happened? The main point Charles Barkley is making in all of this is that the NBA is just not the same. It's not the same. What was once a great league, entertaining league, has just become mediocre. Now, I still watch. I still like the NBA. But I damn sure don't look forward to it like I did in the past. All right, what do you think of Charles Barkley and his dislike of the Brooklyn Nets and his dislike of the modern NBA? Is he right? Are super teams bad for the league? Also, do you think his real problem with guys like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving is that they're soft? Sound off in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.